a flyer and seeing got show. Fantasy theme, this is why it's comedy. Yes, yes, knights, lords, ladies, you look like you're missing some buzzwords in your life, ma'am. Fantasy theme!
My name is Bernadette Russell, and that was the sound of Edinburgh Festival.
You look like someone who could use Durham University's improvised comedy troupe. Durham University, shell shock! Shell shock!
I was lucky enough to visit a few days ago, catching up on a few friends' shows and trying to talk to people, punters and artists alike, about what makes this festival so special. First stop was Pleasance Courtyard, which I still regard as the sort of heart of the fringe, where I caught up with Mark and Andrea, who've been visiting the festival as punters for 13 years, and had a chat with them about why they keep coming back and what makes it so special for them. And this is what they had to say.
We live in South Wales, and if you want the arts in South Wales, you're probably paying either £90 a ticket for a big environment, or you're going to really scratch around for something. Here, you can spend 3 days, and you've probably got the biggest choice you'll ever have in the arts. So you're going to find something, rather than wait 10 days, 2 weeks, 3 months to see something back home.
Yeah, right, because we were just looking at the enormous, absolutely incredibly enormous fringe brochure, which you were saying, weren't you, is quite overwhelming. How do you go about choosing what to see?
Well, sometimes we go for the familiar, but sometimes just looking at pictures. It's like racehorses, really. If you like the colours, you think, I'll give that a go.
Or the name.
One thing we used to do is pick a number between 1 and 10. And whatever flyer turned up, we'd go and see it.
Yeah.
So if we picked 7, the 7th flyer that came, we'd go for it.
Yeah.
And it's a good system as any, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, do you know what? It's probably got an 80% hit rate. Yeah.
It's not bad, though, because I used to do a thing where I'd go, it's my 14th actually, so I've only beaten you by a year, but I used to go on to the Royal Mile, and the first person that came along from the Free Fringe who gave me a flyer just went.
Yeah, sure.
And that's a similar sort
sure.
of...
Sure.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So, yeah. What's the hot... Of the years that you've been, what would you say, are there any that still stick with you in terms of shows that you saw?
We saw a really good Rick Wakeman show, didn't we?
Yeah.
A couple of years ago.
Wakeman was great.
That's right, yeah. And he was playing with his back to the audience, wasn't he? Because
yeah.
he didn't want you to see his fingers on the keys and how he constructed the song.
Yeah.
And that was fabulous. He was brilliant.
And there was a really good, couple of years ago, American student theatre group.
Yeah.
We did a really great Sweeney Todd that was really
That's
good.
That's a classic story, though. It's so
and,
good.
But these kids were like 18 to 21, 22, and
yeah.
they nailed it. It was really good.
Yeah.
And some funny stuff as well. The funniest thing I've ever seen here is still, after all these years, Dave Gorman did a show here many years ago before he was a star, called Google Whack Adventure. And if I think about it hard enough, I can laugh out loud thinking about it. It was brilliant.
So obviously you two keep coming back, so it's a special sort of thing for you.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think, because it feels like you're sort of expert punters, if you know what I mean, having come back so many times. Do you think the festival's special because of Edinburgh? Do you know what I mean? Do you think it's tied to the city? Because it feels to me
like
it's really connected to the city. I feel like the city's really magical, actually.
Yeah, absolutely. And I don't know, the first time I came here, much like when I go to London, it's got a sort of familiarity, and I just feel really comfortable walking around the streets, even though you don't know where you are. I mean, we were lost this morning, but that's great.
You didn't mind being lost?
No, I think Edinburgh hosts it well. That's the thing. As an arts festival, I mean, there's arts festivals all over the world now, Melbourne, Sydney, Toronto, wherever, which have huge comedy, opera, theatre, musicals. But Edinburgh hosts it well. It's almost, first of all, I think geographically everything's close. You can probably walk from venue 1 to venue 200 in 20 minutes. But secondly, also, one thing I have noticed this year as well, actually, I don't think the prices have gone up too much compared to last year.
That's good, so it's affordable.
I think so. I mean, there was, I think, probably around about 2012 to 14, it seemed to be a leap. I can remember paying £8 for a ticket and then suddenly paying 12, and I just paid 12 again today now, so it's not so bad, you know, a few years on.
No, that's true. That's a reasonable amount,
yeah.
isn't it? And if someone was listening and they were thinking about coming, what would you tell them how would you persuade them to come, or what would you tell them? Why should somebody visit a festival where he hasn't been before?
Okay, well, first of all, don't think of it as a comedy festival, which I think an awful lot of people do. Think of it as a really wide arts festival. And secondly, come with a really open mind and don't pre-plan too much. Come and be prepared to pick when you're here, because that way you're going to find something at whatever time you want, at whatever location you want, and it might just be something that you'll be liking for the next 10 or 15 years. Just don't plan too much.
It was so nice to speak to those two. Brilliant audience members, really committed, coming every year for 13 years. And really great to be reminded, of course, that without them, there wouldn't be any point to the festival. We'd just be artists watching other artists work, which we don't want. So it was really lovely to speak to them. And I stayed at the Pleasance and I watched my friend Jules Craig perform in a wonderful show called Sisterhood, which is at the Pleasance Below every single day at 12:45 in the afternoon, just before lunchtime. It's fantastic, set in Tudor times, about witchcraft and women, feminist issues. It's still sort of very contemporary in terms of resonance. So I'd recommend going to see that. And after that, I snuck Jules off and we went to one of our favourite places to have lunch in Edinburgh, which is the City Cafe. And I chatted to Jules, who's a veteran of the Edinburgh Festival and has been lots of times and had the whole range of experience from having hardly any money and busking to doing really well in it in a great venue, the whole range, about why she thought it was important for young artists to come. And this is what she had to say.
I hope it's still to be able to experiment. I hope it's still to be able to try things out. I think that is more difficult. We were talking about this earlier, but I think it's more difficult because there is, there seems to be more kind of push about getting good reviews and being having the right amount of stars and things like that, which my worry is that people don't want to come and be experimental. My advice would be come and be experimental and try things out. And don't be scared of trying things out. And come with an objective as well. And we're going to come, we're going to invite casting directors. We're going to come, we're going to invite producers and bookers, because we want this show to tour afterwards. Because it's really easy to get distracted here. It's so easy to get distracted. There's various things that I aimed to do while I was here that I haven't done.
And actually, the distraction is part of the joy, isn't it?
Yeah.
So that's...
But I would say part of the distraction is meeting other people, but that can also be useful work-wise. And seeing other people's work and seeing what's out there, seeing what people are doing at the moment. And because we've done, like I said, these swaps, I mean, that's been great. We met some really nice companies. There's those guys in today that are doing a show. And we've socialised with them, but we've also talked about work with them. So that's useful in itself. So yeah, I suppose that's the thing. Everything kind of melds together a bit here. So you'll find yourself having lunch, but you're also doing an interview, or you're kind of talking about work as well. And I think at first I tried to separate that, and maybe don't separate it. Maybe just go with the flow on that as well, and let it wash over you. It's something you need to let wash over you as well. But I still think it's worth coming. I really do. And especially if people haven't been here before, it's so unique and unusual. It's such a... I mean, it is a bit of a bubble. It is like being in La La Land for a little while. But then it's okay. We're allowed to, a month out, to go to La La Land.
Jules was absolutely right. We are all allowed a month off in La La Land, which is exactly where I felt like I was. To get the full Edinburgh experience, the next thing I did was sit in whilst the People Show did the get-in of their show, which in Edinburgh has to be done super quickly. The time between shows is only around about 15 minutes, so even if you've got a really complicated set, sound and lighting, you have to get it done in 15. The People Show are at Summer Hall with their amazing show, The Last Straw, which is on every day at 3 o'clock. It's a kind of wild dystopian ride and love song to the 21st century, covering everything from digital paranoia to fake news to strange twisted fairy tales. And I just sat there and listened to them running through the lines ready for the show.
Don't like the way that things have become very bad for them. And let's call these people the bears. And the bears in their very small room, without any windows, decide between them that things need to change. So they put together.
After the show, we went back to their flat in Morningside and I chatted to Fiona and Gareth about all things Edinburgh. I'm Fiona Creese.
And I'm Gareth Briney.
We're here in Edinburgh doing our show, The Last Straw.
With People Show. And it's at Summer Hall and it's at 3 p.m. every day. Come along.
Gareth and I are these characters who are... It's almost like being in a... That we're in a... Humans in a cage in an exhibit of some sort, which is perfect because it's in the demonstration room at Summer Hall, which is one of the lecture theatres where they used to dissect animals. And it's two people talking about what on earth's happening at the moment in the world, in politics, in how everything's working or not working, but also trying to work out their place in their home, in their relationship, in the banal up against the profound. Yeah, so it's...
It's really interesting because we made the show from nothing. We had nothing and we made it in 3 weeks, which is one of the things that we do. So when you start that process, you have no idea what the show is going to be about. But you've got to try to sell the show with copy and everything else. So we had the title of the show and that was kind of it. And some vague copy about what we might be doing. And then even now, after we made it, we have trouble sort of trying to say what it's about. But actually other people, when they've seen it, their responses have come up with brilliant things. Someone said Beckett in a hamster cage, which we love. Someone said a mind-bending swear word to today. Mind-bending song to today,
yeah.
Which I loved as well. I mean, loads of brilliant descriptions about what it's about. And it is, when we talk about the kind of politics of today, we don't go, we don't like Donald Trump. We don't go, we don't like Brexit. We don't like these things. We frame it in a very unusual way. So they never directly say these things, but they might frame it in a fairy tale way or about a story of how a political movement might control people's minds, but we do a fairy tale when we talk about bears and squirrels, and or we might do something about Me Too, but we do it in a completely visual way.
The bears, they present their plans to the people. And let's call these people the squirrels. They tell the squirrels that they are the forgotten ones, that they haven't got a voice anymore, that no one cares what they think or what they say, and that needs to change. They need to wake up and get their voice back.
Just in sort of general, why do you think the festival is important for artists, particularly sort of theatre arts?
It's interesting, isn't it? Because I do think it's harder when you get when you've done a few and you get older. It's always great, but I think seeing a kind of lot of younger companies, sort of like in their 20s, early 20s, or even some younger, seeing them come up and have that experience for the first time, which might be, we would talk about it, saying like four people sharing a room when you're on that thing and going to see all these shows and having this ability to kind of perform this show every day, which is really rare. You're never going to, nowadays, you don't hardly perform any, especially fringe stuff, for 24 days in a trot. Mm. That's an amazing opportunity for a show. And I think that's really exciting. So having that experience is really exciting.
And it the fringe was always, and I think still is, the place where you can try something quite extreme. You've got this audience, hopefully, and you can push the boundaries a little bit and see what works, what doesn't,
yeah,
what's out there. Go and see each other's shows, just get a general impression of what's going on in the art world. Would you encourage a company to come and do it at a festival?
Yeah, it's almost like a big showcase. But it's also great coming and entertaining people for a whole month. You know, that's kind of, I guess, the reason we do it. But Edinburgh has become the sort of place where you sell your show as well, I suppose, yeah.
Would you both have any advice, sort of useful advice that you think you could give to artists or companies coming here for the first time?
I'd say definitely you will lose money here. Be prepared to lose money. Don't be surprised by that and that ruins your time. You will lose money. It costs. And whatever you do, enjoy the show. Even if one day you get 30 people, the next day you have 2. Enjoy your show and feed the show and, you know, don't worry about that because there's 3,000 shows or something and that you're sharing all these people out. So, yeah, enjoy it as a run and to grow the show a little bit.
Yeah, I think that's absolutely right. I think that's a really good, yeah, that's a thing. And also you're going to get, maybe you'll get as a show 2-star review and you'll get a 5-star review in that same show. As long as you're happy with that show and you're committed to that show, that's fine. If everyone hates it, reviewers, audience, your director, everyone, then you maybe did something wrong. But people don't come up with and go, I'm just going to take a shit show up here. People generally believe in their show.
Yeah, so don't put too much value on the star system.
Yeah.
Because
I think if you believe in it and people are enjoying it, that's fine. Don't get bowed over by reviews and stuff. It's a,
yeah, because you can't please everybody, yeah. And there's lots of styles out there. I think the role of reviewers, especially in the Edinburgh Fringe situation, should be to give an educated description and look for the positives in people's work, so that members of the public who are wanting to find shows to go and see have an idea, but they're not closed off. So if a reviewer comes and says, I didn't get this, it doesn't work, 2 stars, that's not useful to anyone, because that reviewer, for a start, shouldn't have that amount of power to sort of shut something down. And they should be open enough to find out what the show, what it is, what the positives are, what style it is, what you might like out of it, so that people can, that in a way, and this isn't, because we do get a range of stars for our work. It's often on the extremes, but I don't think the star system's right, because it's become like a theatre competition, and that isn't ever what it was. It should be an open-minded choice, and the reviewers should help to steer people.
Yeah, I think that's right. I mean Fiona said, you know, to me last week, she said, I think they should do a Fringe without any stars at all. And I think that'd be such a bold revolution. And I think it would be amazing. That critics can still write if they don't like something, but actually people got to read the review rather than just looking at the stars, and the whole marketing thing would be completely different. People would put extracts of their reviews on stuff, but you haven't got this thing when you're just looking at 4 or 5 stars and things. And it doesn't matter. You can go and see your show and someone's giving it 5 stars and you're not going to like it. It doesn't
art
make it...
Art should never have been that, really. No. It's subjective. It's not. It's all sorts of things to different people. So you don't go to an art gallery and there's, you know, Picasso's next to Constable's, you know, two completely different styles and tastes. And, you know, someone's coming and going, oh, the Picasso's not... It's only got a couple of lines. I'll give that 1 star. And the Constable looks like a real horse. 5 stars. You know? It's not that. It was never that.
That's brilliant. That's perfect. That's it.
And that was it. Time for me to leave the La La Land, that is the Edinburgh Festival, and go back home to London. Just to remind you, the people that you've heard interviewed with Jules Craig. Jules is in Sisterhood, which is at Pleasance Below every day at 12:45. You also heard Gareth Briley and Fiona Creese of The People Show, who are in The Last Straw at Summer Hall every day at 3 o'clock, and obviously loads of other fantastic shows to see. I'd take the advice of our first interviewees who said, keep an open mind and check stuff out. Everything, Picasso and the Constable equivalents of the theatre world are art, and everybody at least once in their life should, either as a punter or as an artist, and preferably both, go and experience the wonderland that is the Edinburgh Festival.
Hello.
Hello.
Well, can you tell me what show you're advertising so beautifully?
Ah, we are Hebe Improv, an improvised fantasy comedy show from Durham University's Shellshock Improv Troupe.
Oh, okay. And how's it going? Because you're actually tied into the... how's that going?
It's going very well, ma'am. Thank you for asking. I ate a cursed biscuit, and that's how I ended up here.
Right. How's the show going?
Very well. We opened last night. We're on for 2 more weeks. It's going brilliantly.
And where's the venue and what time?
This week it is Jury's Inn, just over there at 8:20. And next week we're on 12:05, it's about noon, in Surgeons Hall.
Good luck. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Have a wonderful...